Hare Krishna. So we are discussing a section in second chapter starting from text number 31 to 38. Until now, Krishna has spoken a lot many things. First thing that he told Arjun was, you fight because it's your duty. Second thing that he said was, you fight. Don't think about winning or losing. Because you win, you gain the kingdom, you enjoy. And if you lose, you will get heavenly planets. What is the problem? And then the third thing that Krishna spoke about was, if you don't fight, you lose your prestige. People will talk ill about you. They'll scorn your abilities. So in this way, Krishna spoke various things. And now, this section is concluding with a very, very wonderful verse and a very, very important verse for all of us. So let's see that. Shloka number 38. Sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayau tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avapsyasi. So here Krishna is saying that same kritva. What is the meaning of same kritva here? Same kritva basically means be equipoised. Be equipoised in what situations? Sukha dukha, happiness or distress. Then labha, alabha. Labha means gain and alabha means loss. Jaya, ajaya. Victory or defeat. So be equipoised in sukha, dukha, happiness, distress. In gain or loss, that is labha, alabha. Victory or defeat, that is jaya, ajaya. So what should I do being equipoised? Tatho yuddhaya yujasva. Being equipoised, engage, yujasva, engage in what? Yuddhaya, fight, in the fighting. So fight, being equipoised, you fight. And what will happen when you fight being equipoised? Naivam papam avapsyasi. They are saying that just by fighting like this, you will not incur any sins. Naivam papam avapsyasi. Now, Arjun, in first chapter, 36th shloka, he told Krishna the third reason for not fighting. What was that? Papam eva shreyadasman hatvaitana tatainaha. He said that when it comes to fighting, I don't want to fight because killing the aggressors, atatainaha, hatvaitan atatainaha, papam eva shreyadasman, sins will overcome me. And here Krishna is saying that, oh Arjun, don't worry about sins. You will not incur any sins if you work like this the way I am telling. A very important shloka for all of us. Now let's try to understand this one by one. The first question, when do we incur sins? Simple, straight answer that Prabhupada is giving here. When we work for our sense gratification, for our selfish motives, we will incur various reactions to it. And especially sinful reactions. Both good and bad reactions will come. When we do activities for our own sense gratification. And another thing is, in our day-to-day life, we are indebted to many, many personalities around us. And there's a shloka from Bhagavatam, you know, which describes this very nicely. Here it goes. Devarshi bhutapta nrinam pitrinam na kinkaronaya nrinechi rajan sarvatmana yaha sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam pariritya kartam. There's a list of personalities whom we are indebted to. First, Deva. Various Devi Devtas around us. So like for example, the Surya Dev, Vayu Dev, Agni Dev, and so many others. So they all are giving us and we are just receiving from them. We are just taking. We are not giving them back anything. So we are indebted to them. Then rishis. There are many rishis from whom the mankind has originated. So we are indebted to them also. Deva, rishi. Then bhuta. There are various living entities, you know, from whom we are taking service from. We are indebted to them as well. And then apta. The relatives, the kinsmen, so they are also serving in various ways, they are also helping in various ways. We are indebted to them as well. And Nrinam, mankind as a whole. So we are indebted to them as well. And Pitrinam, that is forefathers. If forefathers wouldn't have been there, you know, from where we would have come. So we are indebted to all of them. That is Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, Apta, Nrinam and Pitrinam. Six of them. And these six categories are huge categories, not one or two people. Huge categories. So we are indebted to all of them and we are not giving them back anything. So don't we think that even this will get some reactions? Even this is somewhat sinful. Now the question is how to get rid of all this. So Krishna is speaking this verse to teach us how to get rid of all these reactions. And here is a statement now which answers this. Everything should be performed for the sake of Krishna in transcendental consciousness. So there is no reaction to material activities. When we perform various activities for the pleasure of Krishna, what happens? Automatically, these reactions which are there, they will not come. There will be no reactions, in fact, you know, for any work that we do for the pleasure of Krishna. This is what is a very, very wonderful fact of life. Because everything belongs to Krishna. And when we offer it back to Krishna, what happens? Since Krishna is accepting our offerings and whatever remnants come from Krishna, we accept it as prasad. So we are not accepting the things as it is. No, we are giving it to Krishna and we are taking as prasad. So this is called as acknowledging the proprietor who owns everything. If we directly take it, you know, it's sinful, right? So in this way, working for Krishna's pleasure, you know, is a very, very important point. And when this is done, what happens? First, there'll be no sins incurred. And second, we will not be indebted to anyone. So these are the two points, you know, that we get by serving Krishna or working for Krishna's pleasure. So here in Arjuna's case, how does this concept being valid? So here in Arjuna's case, Prabhupada writes in the first line of the purport, he says, Lord Krishna now directly says that Arjun should fight for the sake of fighting because he desires the battle. Who desires the battle? He, H with a capital, capital H, that is Krishna. God, he is desiring the battle. So Arjuna should fulfill this desire of Krishna and fight for Krishna's pleasure. And when Arjuna is doing this for Krishna's pleasure, he will not incur any sins. So the takeaway from this shloka is that when we work for Krishna's pleasure, whatever activities we are doing in our life, when we dedicate the fruits of our activities to Krishna, then we will not incur any reactions, especially the sinful reactions. Now Krishna has got the concept, you know, higher. Now he's going to take it much, much higher and teach us how to work without getting attached to the results. So let's see that in the next section. And this section is going to be very, very interesting. And it will teach us the art of work. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.